You probably know you need life insurance, but you worry you'll have to deal with long applications, expensive premiums, and medical exams. Introducing EthosLife.com. With EthosLife, you can apply in minutes, 100% online. Ethos offers affordable life insurance policies from top-rated carriers with no medical exam. Now you can sleep easy at night knowing your family's financial future is protected. Visit EthosLife.com and get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another episode of Metro Matters. I'm Shivani Singh. The Delhi Assembly elections are going to be held on 8th February. The BJP, which has been out of power in the state for 21 years, is in a direct fight with the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party. To talk about the party's plans and prospects, let's meet Union Minister Prakash Javadekar, who is also BJP's election in charge in Delhi.
Is BJP going to announce a CM face for Delhi, or will it be...
I think this question has no value because every state has a different election and every party has a different strategy. So, we are already said that we are fighting on the performance we have performed as a central government. We are fighting on our performance as MCD. And now we are appealing that there has to be triple engine for growth of Delhi. Because the present government has failed miserably, and therefore this is the relevant issue and we are going ahead with that.
Is BJP's reluctance to announce the CM candidate because
If you are going to ask the same question, my answer will be same.
Okay.
It is nothing about reluctance, it is about strategy. Mm-hmm. And I need not reveal the strategy to you. It is my strategy.
What are going to be BJP's top election issues?
BJP's main plank is what the central government has done. It is the good governance versus misgovernance. It is nationalism versus anarchy. On these basic two themes, we are going ahead. And Modi government at the national level has taken many historic decisions. But beyond that, all ministries have done tremendous for Delhi than the Delhi government has done for Delhi. And therefore, that will be our development is our plank. And we are going ahead with a definite plan and an appeal to voters that there has to be a triple engine growth with MCD, state and center ruled by one party will ensure more growth for Delhi.
Acha, since you're talking about triple engine growth and you're talking about the performance of MCD, in the past many years, we've not seen a very good performance by MCD.
No, but as you know, the point on which Kejriwal wanted to take credit about dengue, the fogging was done by MCD. The training of people of how not to have larvas in their vicinity was all given by MCD, and those still were negligent, were fined also by Delhi, MCD. So all three MCDs did that job, so dengue has been controlled, and he only gave advertisements, did nothing. So that is the problem.
But BJP also did not communicate it to the electorate.
That you can say that.
Yeah, there was no concerted campaign on this.
I can to an extent agree to that. That they should have not only acted, but also because this is age of communication, where you need to communicate whatever you really do with good intentions.
Okay. Even in the Swachhata Sarvekshan surveys, the MCDs have not done very well.
Because Kejriwal government denied them or actually robbed them of 10,000 crores, which was due to MCDs in last 5 years. He has not given the dues of MCDs and it has affected all civic governance aspects.
On the question of unauthorized colonies, the AAP has said that this does not amount to regularization.
This is simply jugglery. The issue is people are getting registry, and I can tell you the process is on. Already 1 lakh and more people have already given their, submitted their applications with their documents also getting uploaded, and geotagging happens. There will be minimum 50,000 registries before election.
But
final registry, and there will be more than 4 lakh unauthorized dwellers who believe in this system, and they are applying, so they understand what we have done.
Building plans will still not be cleared.
No, that is also wrong notion. They are believing and they are applying and they are giving, because we are asking very little money out of for the registry, and people are getting registered, so that's important.
Manoj Tiwari recently said that whatever subsidies are being currently offered.
No, he didn't say that.
But he was on record.
No, he didn't say that.
But are you going to look at free water and electricity?
We will come out with our innovative manifesto.
Okay. Will it also include subsidies?
Which will include whatever we want to include, we'll include. We are taking people's views also. 1 million views will be there, and we are analyzing those inputs, and we are going ahead with our plan for manifesto.
There have been anti-CEA protests throughout Delhi. How do you think it's going to impact?
Actually,
elections?
There are more pro-CA rallies throughout India. Mm-hmm. So that's the fact.
But there have also been anti-CA rallies.
Is a right question, that there has been anti-CA protest also, which is political, which is motivated, which is instigating violence, and which is completely misinformation and disinformation campaign launched by certain vested interests who cannot win through elections, want to disturb the country's progress.
So what kind of impact will these protests have on BJP's prospects?
No, absolutely not. Because people are, on the other hand, they will rally behind us, because who instigated the violence in Silampur, at Jamia, at everywhere in Delhi, 3 places. Who did it? And Jama Masjid. These were the 3 incidences. Mm-hmm. Who instigated? Now it is clear that it was Congress legislators, Aam Aadmi Party legislator, and corporators. So they were their representatives. So both these parties are responsible for the violence that happened on 20th.
Political analysts say that this will polarize the electorate.
No, political analysts, I don't know.
What would you say about polarization of the
electorate? No, this is nothing to do with polarization. The country is one, united, and it's one India.
In the case of Jamia and recently JNU, the handling by Delhi police, the way Delhi police handled the situation, has come under criticism. And Delhi police is directly under the Home Ministry.
Actually, that is not the... You were the people who were writing that why they entered into Jama. And now you are writing why they didn't enter into JNU. There can be only one truth. You can't have different stand on in different weeks. Just a week away, you were criticizing Delhi police for entering Jamia. And now you are criticizing Delhi police for not entering JNU. So that cannot be hold good, no? So that doesn't stand. What stands is, universities are for studies. University is all about academics. And in academics, the registration for semester is a usual practice and process. On the very first day, 1,100 students gave the online examination and registered. Therefore, the unions which never wanted registration and academic work to go on, beat up one lady professor, beat up and took resignations of wardens, and at the same time, they beat up students who were registering, and they destroyed the server room to ensure that nothing goes ahead. So this is completely undemocratic and violent demonstration, but which was not published by, unfortunately, which was not given publicity by newspapers.
No, but there are also visuals of masked
intruders. That is what,
attacking students.
All the masked men will be unmasked.
But we haven't seen any action
yet. That will happen, but wait for police inquiry to conclude.
Okay, so you are...
It is not a 24-hour news channel. It is a serious investigation, and you will definitely get the results.
No, so instead of focusing on finding who these intruders were, who
that
were,
is what yes, they will find
yes,
out.
Yes, yes, yes.
I am very sure.
Yes, we
that
have had
they
police.
Will find out.
We have had police register cases against Ayashi Ghoshan.
You are basically not people, but because of your newspapers reports which you read every day, you are also misinformed. Unfortunately, let me tell you, because what was the beginning of the thing? 10 days before, one lady professor was beaten up. There was opposition by one union. There was ex-president of one union went with people with mask to the server room and destroyed it. And they wanted to stop the academic work of registration for semester. This is what you should focus. This is what you should ask, why police has not taken FIRs against these things. That should be the right question.
Okay. On the question of ceiling, which is also an important issue for Delhi, the DDA has tried to amend the master plan and give respite to traders whose shops and establishments were sealed. But the monitoring committee has still not desealed these units. Traders
I think
are
the process is on, and as you know, it was Supreme Court laid directions, and there was empowered committee and NGT. They gave the orders. Now, with the new master plan and many new regulations or many new decisions, many things are not now in that illegal status, but they are authorized and they can go ahead with by whatever the process they have to complete. So I think this problem of sealing is presently over and will be over because we are taking basic decisions. For 70 years, Delhi suffered because there was no cohesive policy for urban development, for how the city will grow, and everything in Delhi practically became illegal. So that we are tackling. And we have found out solution and we'll complete it, so there will be no trouble for anybody who wants to do it with regulations. And they will what they have done will also get corrected by some processes.
Are you going to focus on national issues such as the Ram Temple construction?
It is not about
abrogation of 370. Are you going to talk about it in the elections?
Why it is? Is it banned?
No, I'm asking you.
No, but is it banned?
No, it isn't banned.
I don't know, because in democracy, people vote for national issues, state issues, and local issues all together, and so national issues. Why will not? The success we have got in 370, last 6 months, the terror incidents in Jammu Kashmir have come down to a great extent which was never experienced in last 50 years. Then there is progress all over. The programs which were stalled for years together are already on. And at the same time, what is important is there is complete peace, there are football matches, and there is everything normal. So that is a great achievement which people are eager to know also, and people feel one with Jammu Kashmir, with every state, because we are one India.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Smartcast. I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.